There are 16 chapters in the Gospel of Mark.
16 chapters. Now, I'm not really good at math, but we're in chapter 8, which is right in the middle. Right? So, we all know about this characteristic of Mark's Gospel. The storyteller likes to tell a story and then tell another story and then finish up with the first story. It's called a Mark and sandwich. You remember those things? Mm-hmm. So, right, like the daughter of Jairus' daughter is sick, so Jesus is going to visit to heal her. And in the meantime, this woman with the issue of blood touches her, touches Jesus' garment, and he stops. So there's that story, and then we get back to Jairus' house and Jairus' daughter, and Jesus heals her, right? Raises her up. So this is a Mark and sandwich, and they're all over the place in the Gospel of Mark. So you know that, but what you might not be as aware of is that the whole gospel is set up that way. There's a very distinct thing that happens in the beginning and a very distinct thing that happens in the end, and they're connected. And the first thing in the beginning of it is Jesus' baptism, right? The heavens are torn apart, the Spirit of God descends upon him, and the voice says, "This is my Son with whom I am well pleased." Right? At the end of the story, Jesus is crucified, and the narrator says that he gave up his spirit. Into your hands, O God, I commend my spirit. Right? He breathed his last, and the spirit that of God that had come down to him was returned to God. The temple curtain was torn in two from top to bottom, so the tearing, the curtain what is the word for that? A tapestry of the heavens. Okay, that gets torn into. And the centurion says, "Surely this man was God's son." Okay. So, the three things at the beginning, the three things at the end. That mark. And so that all of Jesus' life is his baptismal life. And right here, we're in the very middle of it. And in the middle of it, we get this incredible story of Peter's confession. It's called Peter's confession. It might just as simply be Peter's correction, because when Peter says Jesus is trying to get a sense of how things are going, what are people saying about me? And they're, you know, John the Baptist, Elijah, one of the prophets. And what do you say? Who do you say that I am? Who are you telling people that?